Marique and the Doctor on Triple J.
Robbie Marique and the Doctor with you, of course, across the nation this morning. And it's time to say hello to a bloke that you may remember we had a chat to earlier on in the year with his brother, actually, when he came in. They had a film that they'd just made called The Square. Nash Edgerton, stuntman slash film director. What an excellent business card you have. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Which would you put first on the business card?
I've never had a business card. But
How are you going to get ahead, Nash? Honestly, you just can't expect to cruise by in this career of yours.
I don't know, maybe I'd put stuntman. I'd probably mix it up.
Would you?
Yeah.
Stunt director.
Have you ever had trouble getting into a pub?
Film maybe man.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Backpack, what was it? Backpack, exposed tattoos.
Or driving a car lookout through the front gates, you know, it's one of your stunts.
No, I think, when I was younger, I definitely had trouble.
That's because you're underage, Nash. Yeah, a lot of Australians.
Yeah.
It's okay. Once you turn 18, things are fairly clear.
Now, Nash, when we were speaking to you earlier in the year, you just released The Square and you and Joel were doing a big PR push for it. How's it all been going?
Yeah, good. We got lots of good responses from it, you know. It's tough here, you know, getting...
cash.
Yeah.
Making money.
Getting Aussies to come and see Aussie films.
Well, how do you think Australia opens today? And on the back of your experience with...
Which one's that?
I've got no idea.
I haven't seen anything about it anywhere.
But you've taken The Square overseas. Yeah. And how did that go? You've just come back from overseas, yeah?
Yeah, it's opening in France in January. So, you know, they seem quite excited about it. I just saw the artwork for it from there.
Yeah, I've seen the artwork as well. It's a very different looking. It's like just sort of a shadowy hand clasping at a gun.
Yeah. And the tagline.
Can you tell us what it is and what it means? Because I can't pronounce it.
I can't pronounce it either, but it means...
Chaque décision sera fatale.
Yeah, you're doing quite well.
On the Doctor Sorry Day, can I apologise to anyone who is French or French-Canadian or Belgian?
Or just been to France.
Exactly.
Actually, I just thought it'd be better if you did it so you could apologise. apparently it means... every decision might be fatal.
Which is fairly appropriate for your film because it's kind of true. But that's not all. You've actually been overseas shopping the Square to different countries around the world, but you've also been to a film festival.
Yeah, I've been to a few with my short Spider. I was in Berlin and
now we
San
should say
Sebastian.
Your short film Spider. You didn't go over there with a diminutive insect that travels with you wherever you go. I smell a sitcom. Nash Edgerton and his short
and the spider.
No, that's where you're wrong. It is actually my friend.
The short
Spider. No, it is my short film Spider.
You can retire for the rest of the year.
I've got images of the
little
I've got the theme song in my head. You work in television long enough, you can just see these.
He's
things.
Got big eyes. So
how long's this little film?
It's about 10 minutes long.
And what's it about?
It's about how it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye.
Are you a really dark man?
Sometimes.
And it did pretty well in, was it Spain?
Yeah, I was in San Sebastian and it won the jury award and the audience award. And I went to this crazy ceremony. It was, the festival is the San Sebastian Horror and Fantasy Festival. And it's been going for 19 years and the whole town is so excited about horror films and fantasy films and shocking films. And this closing ceremony was like 1,500 people in this massive theater with... Spanish stand-up comedian hosting it. The whole thing was in Spanish.
Did the only bit you understand was when they said your name for the award? Was it the only...
Pretty much, yeah. When they said Spider, I'm looking around. And so they pushed me up to the front. But they warned me that the audience has a really strange reaction to violence in movies. Like, they love it. Mm. And they basically, like, when, you know, the girl in my film gets hit by a car, they just, like, almost gave it a standing ovation, which was quite off-putting, you know. Because normally people get shocked and they were so, like, impressed.
They leapt to their feet.
We've got Nash Edgerton, stunt director, film man, in this morning.
Film man.
He's going to hang around for a little bit.
And his short spider.
His short spider. 10 to 8 is the greats.
On Triple J, from their J Award nominated album, Teeth Lost, Hearts Won. That's the greats with Oh Yeah.
We've got Nash Edgerton. He's the
Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah. He's the stuntman who turned film director. Done lots of, I mean, you've done lots of video clips that people didn't know as well, like Eskimo Joe.
Yes. I did three of theirs. I did Liar, Older Than You, and Black Fingernails, Red Wine.
And also very dark.
Which my video got banned.
That's right, it got banned from Saturday Morning Not With The Doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry, Nash.
What was the official reason given to you why it got banned?
Because it
sounded too much like Ice House.
Because of implied violence.
God, I'm glad I didn't see Spider. There's nothing implied about that.
That's the thing. With a short film, and especially these days that, you know, with mobile phones and the internet, both of which exist and have for some time.
What are you talking about?
What are these things?
It's very easy to see a movie like Spider online. Like, it's on lots of websites and stuff.
Yeah.
So how do you go about...
Getting paid. Yeah, making money.
That's what I'm saying, making mad cash.
I do it for the love, apparently.
Mm. And how do you pay your bills?
That wasn't the intention for the square. But on that subject, I mean, people are talking about this has been the worst year for Australian films in terms of cash in cinemas in history before Australia got released. It's released today. It's obviously
before Australia was discovered.
Yes, Australia, before the film Australia was discovered.
Well, Baz Luhrmann's Australia was discovered.
Yeah. Are you hoping it's going to do well overseas so it maybe focuses a little bit more attention on Australian filmmaking?
Yeah, for sure. I think sometimes, you know, Australian films do better here if someone overseas has gone, hey, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. We were chatting to the lady that made The Black Balloon, and she was saying a very similar thing. But then at the IFF Awards this year, there was this upset when The Black Balloon was nominated for about 1,400 awards and only picked up one, I think, at the end of the award.
So you're nominated for how many AFIs?
Well, I'll tell you, at the IFF Awards, we were nominated for one.
Right.
And you got it.
We got it. The AFIs were nominated for seven.
Good. Okay. How are you feeling, confident?
Not now.
Cocky?
No. I never think I'm going to win anything, actually. It's a good way to feel better when you do.
But so you're one of those people that stands there and stumbles with the speech? You don't have anything prepared?
Never prepare. Well, one, because I'm bad at reading, like, in front of a crowd. I'm better at winging it, you know.
So what did you...
Which is very risky, but...
What did you say when you got up in San Sebastian and won for... What was it? The Audience Award and...
And the Jury Award.
And the Jury Award.
Yeah.
It's unheard of.
At the Horror and Fantasy Awards in Spain.
At San Sebastian.
Yes. What did I say? Apparently I was funny. I don't know. But I don't know if the guy who was translating was saying what I was saying or just
who
saying
cares?
Whatever.
If you get the laugh, really, don't, you know.
As long as the translator had his speech prepared.
Yeah.
That's right. Of course, being overseas, you got a chance to catch up with your brother, who is nominated for one of those AFI awards, Edgerton.
He's up for Best Supporting Actor against Tony Hayes, who's also in our film.
So sent him
an email saying, see you at the finish line, Edgerton.
Oh, it's such a community, the Australian film
industry. Well, Tony Hayes has won. He's won two Best Supporting Actor awards, and he wants to make it a hat trick,
right.
You know. So,
what's
that for? Look Both
do?
Ways, and
what was the other one for?
The Boys.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, we've got Nash Edgerton in, the director of The Square. It's going to be out on DVD before very long.
It is March 5th.
In March. What is Joel up to overseas? He's in Berlin?
He's in Calcutta now. He was in Berlin, and he was shooting a film that was in Wellington and Berlin called The Truth About Men, and now he's in
Calcutta. He's doing a Mother Teresa biopic.
Yes.
He's playing the same character that he played in The Square, but this is Mother Teresa needing to get some dirty stuff done and had to call him.
And now he's in Calcutta shooting The Waiting City.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming in this morning, Nash.
My pleasure.
Good luck with the AFIs. And, of course, The Square comes out on DVD in March.
Thank you.
See you, mate.
See ya.
A few minutes away from 8.
Robbie, Marie and the Doctor. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple J.